Indeed, 25 before the top of the hour, I'm now joined in by the chairperson of the ANC Youth League, the Heart of the Band, Bong Sein Mpoka Khumalo. I'm doing well. Good evening, my brother. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Good evening, my brother. How are you?
I'm easy, man. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah. As the media and probably as the public, we were somewhat appetized by the statement you've released on the 17th of June, 2025, where you indicated that you were going to brief the public through the media about two executive mayors who are alleged of, in fact, you said, who are corrupt. You never even said alleged. You said, who are corrupt, who are money launderers, who are extortionists, the region of Kharsibande is seen. Today you release yet another statement, rescinding that particular decision and saying, look, we've been advised by our legal minds or our legal team to then not proceed with the media briefing. Maybe talk us through the real reasons why you cancelled the briefing, and mainly also, what was the legal advice that you got?
Okay. No. Thank you very much, and greetings to the listeners at home. The one who's speaking is Bongsein Khumalo, as you said, the regional chairperson of the ANC Youth League in Kharsibande. We are an ANC Youth League that is having a clear mandate that wants to restore the public trust to the African National Congress. Because you will note that the organization over the years, it has suffered what we call trust erosion. People they do not have full trust on the servant of the public servant of this country, in particular the ones that we deploy ourselves. So as the ANC Youth League, we made it a call upon ourselves that we want to advocate for a corrupt-free government, a government that will ensure that is efficient and pull all energy. So you will know that for you to get that information, you now need to do what we call a process of investigation. Of course, sure. There is information, some information that we receive from maybe people that you can call whistleblowers to us. They've came with that information to us, hence our statement. But you'll know that in South Africa, everything goes through the court of law, and you know, those are the channels that must be followed properly. Then the legal advice that we got is that you can't just go with information from whistleblowers and publicly declare facts, because you know people sometimes they might be fighting their own fight and so forth. So you need to put that information through a process of investigation so that you get your facts straight. And then that's how we advise by our legal team, because if you just go out and seek some of the things and you find that some of them they are just information from those guys and they are not accurate, you might find yourself in a legal technique that you don't anticipate.
Yeah.
So we have been advised that we're going to take the legal route. That is the route that we're going to take and try to test this information that we have. But we adhere, we've made it clear even to the ANC that we are not going to tolerate any forms of corruption, maladministration. We also want to prioritize our people, especially in the local government service delivery at our priority.
Yeah. Maybe the first question would be, when did you receive the legal advice?
Apologies?
When did you receive the legal advice?
No, we received the legal advice on Saturday, but of course we yet to take it through our structures. And this is the advice that we're receiving, what must be done to it. So we're processing it over the past 2 days and seeing what can be done, and asking from also experienced people we have met before, and then we got that proper advice to say, no. Follow the proper channels, test the information, and then after that information has been tested, then you can freely go outside and...
Yeah. What prompted, apologies to interject there. What prompted you seeking that legal advice? What is it about your stance that necessitated a legal opinion?
Remember, we're living in organization, an entity that can be sued, that can be taken to task in terms of legal aspect. And if you're dealing with issues of this kind of nature, you are bound to ensure that you, all the tracks are covered. And that's what necessitates that. So let's get a legal opinion on what we have so that we are properly guided and do things the way we're supposed to do them.
What do you say to those who say you might have created a sensationalization of the issue and through your utterance now, I don't gauge the fact that I don't know the person, but surely you might know the people. I don't get a sense that you've consulted the people, because it seems to me, at least even now, that you have not afforded those individuals an opportunity to explain their side of the story. In as much as you didn't go to the people, you are still relying on your whistleblower, but you are careful in how you are attacking this particular issue. Give us a sense that you do find resonance and raising of a voice within the RSC of Khatsibande in the whole region where the ANC usually sits. Because to me, it seems as if these are issues that could have been dealt with internally when an information was relayed to yourselves, and you could have conferred it to, you know, the regional structures and test the veracity of the information you've received. But till now, I don't gauge, you know, that coming from you.
Yeah. No, thank you. You'll know that the RSC itself is not an investigating institution or unit. It's a political structure that deals with political matters and organizational matters.
Yeah.
Of course, we do get to sit into RSC meetings. As I was speaking, we've already requested a meeting also with the RSC to raise our issues, because as I was saying, we said down as the ANC clique and the SDK that we want to run a clean governance, want to assist the ANC to run clean governance where any elements of corruption, fraud, maladministration is not going to be tolerated. So we are that type of a clique, and that's what we're going to maintain throughout our term.
Yeah.
This is what we have identified ourselves with, that we want to push for an ANC that is having trust in the community. When they see public servants, they must see that they have the answers, and they must be fully confident with those issues.
What do you say then about those who are saying that stance was de-campaigning the ANC out of the local government elections, because you have now cast a spell and still you have not proven them? Now you leave it lying there to say the ANC has still been the most corrupt executive mayors. Well, we don't know the municipalities because you did not reveal the names. But what then do you say to those who are saying, but this move was de-campaigning the ANC?
It will depend on how you view it. Tina, from our side, we have viewed it as we've been getting calls actually from across the public to say we are happy with this type of the ethnic that is going to speak the vocal on wrongdoings that are being done in the government. That is part of and parcel of how the ANC view that if we continue this fashion, that's how people are going to gain trust again in the that. What to say is to pick up. But remember, if we speak about the mayor, we're not speaking about the organization. We are speaking about an individual. So if an individual is doing wrongdoings, it's not the organization. And if we harbor those individuals and protect them, that's how we keep the same organization that we claim to be protecting. So that is the direction we're going to take, and probably we will influence it across the region. But everyone must know now that there's a new clique that is here, and if you do your things, you are going to be exposed without
being so told. Well, I have to go, but let me allow you just a few seconds. When are you then going to the police station? Because we can talk, but if you've not laid a criminal matter, it just becomes an allegation. When are you then formally going? Because you say you were advised legally that you can't start by, you know, disposing people's names without having done clutter process. So when are you doing that?
Yeah, we are having a meeting tomorrow with our legal guys, where they will then assist in terms of packaging of what we have and probably push to get some more information. They will advise on all the process, and then we'll then inform you. Since we're having contact, we'll definitely give you a heads up on the happenings.
Thanks, my brother. Really appreciate you. There you have it. It's Bong Seno Rakumale, the chair of the ANC Youth League in the Gauteng region of our province.